December 29, 1928. Mute heavens and suns. Speaking heavens and suns. How God resumes his creation. How heaven will no longer be foreign to the earth. I was following the divine fiat in the creation, to accompany its acts. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, look, how beautiful is creation. What order, what harmony it contains. And as beautiful as it is, the heavens, the stars, the sun, are all mute, they have no virtue to say even one word. On the other hand, the heavens, the stars, the sun, the ruling wind of my divine will are all speaking, and have such eloquence that no one else can equal them. The angel, the saint, the learned one, before the heavens of my speaking will, remain mute and feel ignorant. But why are these heavens and suns speaking? Because they contain life. But do you know what these speaking heavens and suns are? They are the knowledges which I have manifested to you about my divine will. My will is not only life, but is the fount, the source and the life of all lives, therefore the heavens of its knowledges could not be mute. So, each knowledge about my divine fiat is a heaven, a sun, it is a wind, one distinct from the other, which, having the speaking virtue and possessing the divine life, have the virtue of producing new heavens and suns more beautiful, and winds more mighty, such as to invest the hearts and make conquests of them by their sweet ruling moaning. See then, my daughter, how my love surpassed the love we had in creation, in manifesting to you the many knowledges about my divine will. In fact, in creation, one single heaven, one sun, etc., were enough for our love, because we wanted to display more all the ardor of our love over speaking man, and for speaking man we wanted to create speaking heavens and suns in the depth of his soul. But by withdrawing from our divine volition, he put a limit to our love, and the speaking heavens no longer had life in him. But our love did not say enough. At the most, it paused and waited. But unable to contain itself any longer, it resumed its creation of the speaking heavens and suns and the little daughter of my divine will. Look at them in the depth of your soul, all of my knowledges about my fiat, all in order and harmony. And one is heaven, and speaks, and forms another heaven. Another is sun, and speaks, and while it makes itself light and it warms, it forms another sun. Another is sea, and forms its speaking waves. And while it speaks, it forms another sea, to invest the whole world with its speaking waves, and to impose itself with its creative word so as to make itself listened to, in order to bring the new sea of peace and of joy of my will unto all. Another is wind, and now it speaks with its empire in order to knock down the hardest hearts, now it speaks with its curses so as not to strike fears, now it speaks with loving moans so as to make itself loved. And while it speaks, it forms more winds, and its word runs to make known the life, the power of my divine will. In sum, all my knowledges about it are new creation, more beautiful, more varied than the creation itself, and much more beautiful, because it is a speaking one. And its word is the life of my divine will which it brings to the creature. Therefore, I feel happy in your soul because I am in the midst of my speaking heavens, stars and suns. But my happiness is doubled when you make the sacrifice of writing, because I see that these speaking heavens will go out, and their word will form new heavens which will bring the life of my divine fiat into the midst of creatures. Then will heaven no longer be foreign to the earth, because these speaking heavens will form the new celestial family upon earth, and their word will place creator and creature in communication. The winds of these knowledges will place the secret joys of the Most Holy Trinity in common. And as the creature becomes the owner of the divine sanctity and happiness, all evils will disappear, and I will have the joy of seeing the creature happy, just as he came out of our creative hands.